USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden says the House took a critical step forward last night to prevent a default after the chamber voted to pass the debt ceiling bill 314 to 117. Biden called it a bipartisan compromise. The bill did reach the Senate late last night and could head for a vote today. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy after the vote.
As an American, tomorrow will be better than today. I had to be an optimist that every day I woke up and said, maybe today the president would change his mind. Maybe today he'd want to put the country first. Maybe today he'd want to meet. But he never did. Not until our entire conference passed the bill.
The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this morning accused the United States of gangster-like hypocrisy for criticizing her country's failed launch of a military spy satellite that crashed into the sea after launch. Kim Yo-jong said North Korea's efforts to acquire space-based reconnaissance capabilities were a legitimate exercise of its sovereign right and restated the country's rejection of UN Security Council resolutions that ban it from conducting any launch involving ballistic missile technology. Today is June 1st, the traditional start of the Atlantic hurricane season.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says this one is expected to be less active than the past few years. Meteorologist Matt Hennig takes a look.
Forecasters are actually calling for a near average season this time around with 12 to 17 named tropical systems. 5 to 9 of those systems are forecast to become hurricanes, and 1 to 4 of those major hurricanes, meaning they are a Category 3 storm or higher at peak intensity.
The Atlantic hurricane season lasts until the end of November. I'm Skip Kelly.
Chipotle is giving away free burritos during the NBA finals that start tonight. The company announced that every time a player makes a three-pointer, the company will give away 300 free meals. Follow Chipotle on Twitter to get in on the Mexican food action. This is USA News.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is speaking publicly for the first time about the violence in Chicago over the Memorial Day weekend that he claimed would not happen before the three-day weekend. More than 50 people were shot over the holiday weekend, including 11 who died. Johnson said the violence this past weekend was a manifestation of community disinvestment, poverty, trauma that our city has struggled with for too long. End quote.
Building a safer Chicago means addressing the root causes of crime with a comprehensive and collaborative approach.
If you're unhappy with the state of the nation, you're not alone.
In a new Gallup poll, roughly 8 in 10 respondents expressed some level of dissatisfaction with the state of the nation. 18% said they are satisfied. That's about half of what the number usually is, around 35%. It's been below 20 since March. About a third of Democrats surveyed say they're all right with how things are in the country, while only 4% of Republicans could say the same. I'm Ryan Daniels.
An off-duty firefighter helped evacuate a Lakewood, Washington apartment building that was on fire.
West Pierce Fire and Rescue says the firefighters spotted the smoke and called 911. The apartments are located on 122nd Street Southwest near I-5 and 47th Avenue Southwest in Lakewood. The firefighter alerted residents and helped them evacuate. The firefighter was treated for smoke inhalation and taken to a hospital for evaluation. An investigation into the cause of the fire is ongoing. Brad Ford.
Lance Pry, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.